83 hits last night. Is that what you expected? Maybe a little more, maybe a little less?
No, I knew it was going to be, I knew it was going to be a physical game. It was a good game. A lot of hits being thrown. It's playoff hockey, and it's what you expect.
Matt Bolesky was saying he might go over 100. Would you agree with that?
Who might go?
Matt Bolesky over at, on the other side said you guys might go over 100.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I think the series is going to, as the series goes on, I think the physicality will pick up. I think you'll see a lot more hitting as it goes.
Is that something you guys want to do that when you respond in the series, you want to keep the physicality up the same way you did in game one?
I think it's just part of the game. I think that's what we brought all year. I think, and then once you get to the playoffs, it just kind of naturally, amps up a little bit. So we expected that in game one, and I think it will continue and probably increase.
Is there a place for the after the whistle posturing, or do you think it needs to be kind of cut out?
You got to find a fine line. I mean, it's there's a lot of emotion out there. I mean, those things are going to happen. You just got to try to keep it where you can stay out of the box. Some things are called, some aren't. So you got to find the line and see the way they're calling it, and then try to follow that.
Do you think their power play had really struggled all year and even recently? Were you surprised that they were able to be that effective?
No, I mean they got all the tools for a really good power play. I mean. Perry and Getzlaff, those guys are going to make plays. Our penalty kill wasn't as strong as we'd hope. It's been really good all year. Got a little bit of an unfortunate bounce on the first one, and then the second one, Getzlaff, you got to give him credit, made a really nice shot short side. So that's something that we will look at. We need to be much better, though, on the penalty kill.
What's the challenge of shutting those guys down?
You just got to take away their time and space. They're going to make plays. They both got good shots. Got to try and get in the lane. But take away their time and space before they can, find that open space and keep them off the power play is a big thing.
With physicality can come dislike. How are you guys feeling about that team after last night?
It's playoffs. I mean, you don't like anybody. So ask anybody around the league who's still playing. There's a lot of dislike.
Paul talks a lot about the bench and the room, how you guys communicate with one another. How's the communication been this morning? Is it steady as she goes?
Oh, it's good, yeah. It was a tough one last night. Weren't happy after the game, but, we got six more of them, so we're looking forward, really looking forward to tomorrow.
Mark, their big guns came through game one. How much need your big guys to come through?
Need everybody to come through. We're a team that everybody contributes. Got some big goals last night by a couple guys, and it's going to need to continue. We don't look our big guns, quote unquote, are going to step up. They always have. They have all year. But we're a team that looks to everybody, and everybody chipped in, at some point last night. So we're going to look to that tomorrow and just be on the other end of it.
What's it been like playing in front of Pavlik during this little run for him, and what's been the difference? Is it just playing more in control, or what do you think it's kind of been helped him, I guess, down the stretch with you guys?
I'm not a goalie coach, but he has a ton of talent. He's always been a good goaltender. Goalies, I can't speak for him, but it's tough position in hockey. I mean, you go through your ups and downs, but he's seeing the puck well. You got to count on the guys in front of you to play better, and I think we've played better in front of him. But he's battling on pucks. I mean, even if that you saw that goal last night that Perry scored, he battled on that hard. I mean, made an unbelievable save, and he was able to to put it in the second effort. But Pavel's battling on every puck, and we got a lot of confidence playing in front of him.
What's the team's take on how your rookies were able to perform last night?
Yeah, they were great. I think, it's tough. Your first playoff game, a little bit of the nerves, a lot of emotion. But those guys were calm and collected. And, playing with Troops, that's one of the best games I've seen him play in a while. He was having fun out there. That's what it should be, though. It's playoff hockey. It's the best hockey you can play. So I really liked how those guys played. And I think they're looking forward to getting back at it tomorrow as well.
You guys have parked disappointing losses pretty well down the stretch. Has it become even more important in a series?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's over now. We're looking to get a win and go back home. and it'll be a good trip, 1-1-1. So, you know, we talked about the things we needed to today. A few guys will go out on the ice and get some work in, and then we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Andrew had mentioned that the last couple months for you guys helps you in a situation like this on how to respond. What can you draw from the last month?
Well, we feel like we've been in this situation quite a bit in the last month and a half, just trying to get in. And, you know, there were times where we lost a few games and there was absolutely no room to lose another one or go on a slide. So I think we're able to take what we can from losses and move on, put it behind us and concentrate on the next game, because we've had to do that for the last month and a half. So I think that will help us going forward today and then going into tomorrow's game.